Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Friday. Welcome to the show, everyone. It's Cornelia Stephanie, and today we're going to talk about have goals taken over your vision, changing the conversation from money to vision with Joan Sharp. Joan Sharp of River Family Advisors is not just an advisor, she's a thought leader in the area of changing your money mindset. Joan encourages us to change the difficult conversations that we have that are all about money to a pleasant conversation about a shared vision, and you will better support your values, your life experiences, legacy, and wealth. Welcome to the show, Joan.
Cornelia, good afternoon. It's great to be here. And what a day. First of all, it is Friday the 13th. And the U.S. has completed elections. Not all votes have been counted, but the elections are complete, which has created a lot of conversation. Here we are in a pandemic, right? And a lot of stuff's going on. And I know we're talking about vision, but I want to start with values because of all the tension and conversations going on. I've had some interesting conversations with friends. And what one is, would I go out with, or should so-and-so still be my friend because they voted for someone else? And I look at them and it's interesting. I'm like, why? Like, have the values changed? And now it's time to sit in, do your values match? And there was an example prior to the election on one of the stations showed gentlemen that shared a house. Half the house had Trump sign and the other half of the house had a Biden sign out front. And when the reporters interviewed these gentlemen, they said, how is the conversation? What's going to happen at the end? And the gentleman said, our friendship is more important than politics. Ugh. And they live in the same house. And can I just say that was at my alma mater. I did not plan that. It was students at SMU, Southern Methodist University in Dallas. I have to say, I couldn't have been prouder to be an alumni hearing those young men say that. And
I was going to say, Joan, you know, this is such a beautiful story that you're telling, you know, how the division is set up to divide us based on the politics and, you know, the sides that people are taking. But it's the same kind of thing that religion has done also, where people, if you're not in a certain religion, then, you know, and I think what you're bringing to the table today, again, as you always so beautifully do, and remind us again of what is our vision, what are our values, and what is it that we're making decisions on?
Yeah, it is so important to look at the values. And it was interesting when I talked to one friend and we really looked, I said, is this someone who you would have been friends with when you look at everything that has happened or how they have made decisions in their normal life? And she was kind of like, no. So it is really just don't take a step back. And I would like to make a comment. Both our candidates, I would say number two on their list for both of them is family. If you look at both of the candidates, every one of their decisions, their second look is family. And the only reason I say second is because you cannot be a politician and have your family first. It's country first, and then is family. That is a common value that they have. So we have to think about that. And especially as we are approaching Thanksgiving, and there is going to be conflict at Thanksgiving, not only because of our politics, but because of the conversation on wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, should we get together or shouldn't we get together? And I think everyone needs to take a breath, step back, and write down what is most important to them. in their lives and their values? And then how would they envision that? Because this is only one Thanksgiving. And so let's think about this. What is the vision of your Thanksgiving? It may not be and around your values. And I would think most people, it's about being healthy and loving and caring for each other. Not everybody is that way. And it's how can you make it work with the world we're in? So it's just been an interesting week. And I want to dive into vision. I really do, because I really think the word goals has taken over vision. And we have been talking about values and touching on vision. But I actually was on a call this week, and many people may have heard of SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, actionable. And on this call, the person said, the most successful people only write down three things on a task list to do, and that as their goals. And then every decision they make is focused on how they're going to get to that. Well, I ask you, isn't that more a vision? Because you're setting your expectations and you're checking everything off against that. A goal is more tactical. Like, it actually is the part where you're measuring, is this, you know, did this match where the bigger vision of what I was trying to get was? And so I thought it was very interesting that I was on that call this week and when we were getting ready to talk about that. So I would like to say you set your vision and then you do SMART, and it may be goals, but some of it is process, because when you look at it, is it measurable? Is it attainable? Well, you're starting to set your expectations around that. So Cornelia, I want you, can you share what does vision or values look like to you?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that, you know, since we've been doing the show, you've really been having us focus on changing the conversation from money to vision. And even in, I do this in so many areas of my life now. And even when I, like the show I just did before this show, the Stories of Hope, the ladies that come on, I connect with them and I ask them, what's their vision for the show? Just that one conversation. But, you know, I use this in my life now too. So I look at, you know, where do I want to be in 6 months from now? Mm-hmm. And where do I want to be in 6 months from now? What's my vision for that? And what are my values? Because I make decisions based on my values. My values are freedom, are living in freedom. My values are unconditional love. My values are do no harm unto another human being. My values are compassion. So I make choices based on these things that that are important to me, right? And those are my values. And so to know what they are, and then to set my vision up to clearly articulate what my vision is, to feel the feeling of what it really feels like. How do I want to feel in, you know, with where I'm going in 6 months from now? And then, like you said, put down some action steps, some actionable steps that you can take to get there.
Yeah. And I'm going to say that, and another reason then when you have actionable steps and you know where you're trying to go, right, and where your values are, if one of those actionable steps is going to take you out of alignment, you adjust it. Mm-hmm. I find if you have a goal, you feel you have to attain it, when it ultimately, as you move forward, may not be the right step. You may have to adjust. So this is why I like talking about vision versus goals. And this is why I think goals have taken over the word for vision. And I should remind people, when I say vision, it is for tonight. It's Friday night. What is your vision for tonight? You know, and that's where you set your expectations. We actually have visions ongoing for things we're going to do and process. And I'm one big one is like, my goal is to retire. Well, okay. What does that look like? And when you start digging deeper, I've had people like, oh, I get what you mean. But one example that came up, I was talking to someone, they're like, oh yeah, I talked to this young guy and he said his goal is to retire when he's 35. And I said, really? What are you going to do with the rest of his life at 35? Why? What is it about retiring? That's a goal. So you would think in my mind, someone's like, they're saving money. They're not doing anything. You know, they're just, you know, plowing forward. And the person said, oh no, they're going to start a business. Well, Cornelia, you and I know retirement is not starting a business, right? And so that is far from it.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. And a lot of people, you know, they have this vision of what retirement is, and, you know, and they're not articulating it correctly. Like you said, you wouldn't have gotten to the bottom of it if you wouldn't ask, well, what are you going to be doing at 35? I mean,
why is this important? Yeah. And it's interesting because I said, well, the person's vision is to own a business. So now all the decisions this person is making is focused around how is that what he's doing, supporting the knowledge he needs and resources and connections to open that business. And when you walk into an advisor and you say, my goal is to retire at 35, the advisor is like, okay, well, you need to save X amount of money a week, right? Or, okay, then we can't do this and that. You can't take vacation. Well, actually, maybe, and I will say that I believe this person was in the hotel business. Taking vacation is part of the vision. This person needs to take vacations if they were going to be in the hospitality industry, because that is part of the research for the business. And so there would be a conflict. And as we had Dr. Moira Summers on last week, maybe not as much adherence because there wasn't full communication. And there could also be frustration with a partner at home on the lack of communication because it's, no, I'm working to retire at 35. And it's like, okay, so that one person is not spending money and being really frugal and thinking things. And then they're like, oh, well, we're going to go on this vacation to Europe. What? You know, that now we have communication issues with those around us going on because they're just living in whatever and helping support this goal, thinking one thing, right? So this is why. And then let's just say the person gets to 35 and isn't retiring and it has nothing to do with not wanting to retire, to leave the corporate world and start their business, it could have been a COVID event. And it didn't make sense to retire at this time because it isn't the right time to start the business. Or, and Cornelia, you may have run into this, like you kind of have a five-year plan, what you're working for, and it happens early.
Oh, yeah.
I've had you know, visions and plans in my head, and they happen early or they happen a year late. And so when it's a hard goal, when we have goal and we have put everything as goal, I find there's failure, which can cause depression and also lack of self-confidence if you don't make that goal. And that may not be the right goal once you've started working on your vision. I've been talking at you about this. You can tell I am very passionate about this. And let's start having this conversation and changing it and understanding what is a goal and what is a vision of where we want to be that we're trying to work on, that the world will bring to us as we work towards it, but we have to be flexible.
Yeah. I think this is great too, because there's so many conversations that we need to have with the people around us, in our families, in our business relationships, with the people that we contract, the people that we hire. And we need to be able to communicate clearly what our vision is, what, you know, where we set expectations, what our goals are. And you say, write a checklist.
Well, I say a checklist because some people, not all people, need process, mm-hmm. right? So some people need a checklist. Not everybody does, okay? And if you do, if you have written that vision out there that you're working on, what are the processes or steps that will help get you there? And what are your expectations around it? And where are you going to allow yourself flexibility once you start doing it? And not everybody needs a checklist. A lot of people just need, they see it, they get it, and they are way ahead of other people. And they're just like, well, I'm going here. But we still need to communicate so you have the support of everybody else.
Yeah, I think it's really important to, you know, talk about what your visions are, why it's important to communicate our expectations, our vision, what's important to each person. Because as you and I talked about, you know, every person, you know, has their own different expectations and feelings about, like, even when we talked about COVID, putting a mask on, not putting a mask on. Everybody's got their own vision, their own feelings about it, and we have to respect where people are, right?
Yeah.
And to be able to really communicate to each other what our vision is, what our expectations are.
Yeah, it is, and it will help not have as much conflict. But when we do this, though, we have to be able to ask and hear in inquiry. Just because that's your vision and your values, and someone else has that you're close to a different vision, and values may line up, or you may have the same values, but what takes a higher priority over another one, and have the conversations on where that conflict is going to be, and ask, okay, why is this vision so important to you, of each other, and listen and truly inquire appreciatively. And so then together, especially if you're working together on this, you can work on something that makes everybody comfortable and creates a positive feeling. So your vision is going to have to be a little different maybe than you initially laid out. But what would be important is some of those expectations can now be put in place instead of blowing up that day. It is just going to be different. And I want to share with you, I have come up with an acronym for it. Okay. You know, this is America. We do have acronyms for everything. So, and we are calling it, I am calling it the SERE, not Surrey, but SERE, C-E-R-E. Okay. And it stands for communication, because we have to start with communication and how the other people communicate and need information. And then it's envision, because we have to envision. And as I mentioned today, we're talking, we all have a vision, right? So it's about envisioning and envision, what is this weekend going to look like? What is Thanksgiving going to look like? And back to helping to communicate it to the way others understand, right? And then what are our resources to support this? And how important and where does it fit on the scale? Some, you know, it may be it's important, but not, and you may put a dollar amount to it. Like, actually, this experience that I'm envisioning isn't worth spending a ton of money, but it is worth spending within reason, right? And what are your resources? And then I is implementation, and how in implementing it together, and what does that look like? And then we start again, right? With everything. So this is the guidance system for communication around vision, expectation, and values that we can start working with, and that I use, and is the process I use with my clients, and in my coaching and individual coaching, conversation groups, and personal advising, because this is about you. and putting that together. But if we don't talk about what the vision is and understand how the other needs information, it's not going to go anywhere with that. So how do you feel like you're going to have conversations, Cornelia, moving forward with friends that may not think the same as you are?
Yeah, I find that already. You know, and I like what the guy said to you, that we're going to be friends. Our friendship is more important than our politics, you know, in that way. And so I find that, you know, the connection that I have with my friends, that's, you know, I know that where we meet, where we have values in common and what our friendship is about. So that's how I communicate my vision. And I love being able to communicate the vision and focus on the vision on a daily basis as a creator of my reality and as a creator of my life. I like talking about vision. I like visualizing. I like communicating the vision and more using it in my life to articulate my experiences. That's why even, you know, people that I'm meeting for the first time on the phone or whatever, you know, I'm like, can you communicate to me? Can you articulate and express what your vision is for this experience?
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So I am going to say, I am a learner. That is one of my values. And I don't mean just going to school or, you know, I enjoy reading. I enjoy talking to people actually who have different values and thoughts than I did, because America and the world is made of people from different backgrounds, different conversations, and kind of, as you said, religion and everything. And just because, so I enjoy being with people who don't think the same way that I do and or have the same values. Now, there may be a core grounding of they believe that there is a higher spirit or a core grounding and kind of a moral value. But we definitely may have different values and beliefs on what, and they could be similar, but we show it differently because they're different on a priority list. And so I actually find it very interesting. This time I enjoy asking questions and listening and not being judgmental. It's, to me, we can make this a beautiful time if we choose.
Yes. And Joan, we just have 2 minutes left. I do want to let the audience know about your conversation groups. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So if you go to my website, River, R-I-V-E-R, Family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, Advisors, advisors.com, there are conversation groups that start quarterly. And that can be a group coming together to help support changing that conversation to vision. And for example, with retirement, I threw a big one out there, and really asking you to think about it differently is not a goal, but a vision. And what does that look like and mean? And then I'm also adding, which you will see on my website, personal coaching, which would be every other month to help support that. And then there's the personal advising that includes looking at all the resources along with helping to implement everything. Because this is not, it starts easy, but it is a lot of work. And I'm here to be on the balcony with you and to support you changing this big conversation.
Thank you so much, Joan Sharp. As usual, you have totally brought a new perspective again in changing the conversation from goal to vision. And we appreciate you so much. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.